baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came. I need a man too.
This is Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass to the Nat Juice Jail. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. Your name, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
What up?
Networking, apologizing like we do all the time.
Yeah, your phone got. So what's the business? Just go ahead and jump into it, man.
Okay. All right, let's check this out, man. Let's just say you and your girl, man. You and your girl, y'all chilling. You know, you relaxing, y'all talking shit. And she asks you, who is Jay? And you know that Jay is somebody. Let's just say, we're going to hypothetically speak to. Let's just say Jay somebody you might buy something from. Now, Jay's in your phone. Right?
Okay.
Now, you didn't text Jay or you didn't holler at Jay and say, Jay, I'm coming through. And she like, who is Jay? Now, your first thing is, you've been through my phone. How the hell you know who Jay? You know how you know who the hell Jay is? And she gave you Jay's number.
Damn, she got Jay's number on speed dial too.
Right, she got Jay's number. She tell you this is such a number. Who is Jay? You say Jay, motherfucker, I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Jay. You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. Let's just say you send Janine a text. You send Janine a text and say, hey, Janine, you gonna be up for the show? And Janine like, all right, yeah, I'll be up for the show. Why'd you text Janine and ask her if she gonna be up for the show? Right? You follow me so far, right?
I'm with you.
All right. Come to find out, she ain't going through your phone. She didn't tap your phone. Where every call, every text, everything is going to her phone. How do you feel about that?
Now,
before you answer, hold on, dog. Before you answer, as a woman, Janine, do you feel it's appropriate that a woman do something like that?
I mean, I wouldn't do nothing like that, but I know a lot of women that probably would.
Reason being?
or why they would. It's about trust. And first of all, a lot of people are in relationships where they don't trust the other person. And second of all, you know, I think, you know, if you got that much time on your hands to be trying to tap people's phones, I mean, come on. See, you need a hobby. You need something to do. Than to be sitting around tapping somebody's phone.
Hmm.
I just don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like if I have to do all that, then I don't trust you no way. Then why am I with you? That's just how I feel. If I have to do all that.
Hey, man, y'all. Hold on. We're going to make a phone call right quick. She ain't on here, so we gonna call her because she ain't on here.
Hello.
Hey, brother.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You know, you wasn't on the show, so we had to make sure we called you and put you in.
I'm just saying, because I was waiting here, like, is this really going on here?
Okay. Now, here's the topic of the day, brother.
Okay.
You don't trust the dude. All right.
Repeat
so you
that.
You don't trust your dude. You put the cap on his phone. When he found out you put the cap on his phone. But he ain't did shit. How should he look at you now?
He has every right to say whatever he want to say. Because I done played, I put myself in a situation, yeah. He has every right to say whatever he want to say.
Ooh, I'm sorry. It's a lot of static.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what that is.
That's probably
I don't know either, because...
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm hungry. I was eating, so that was probably...
Oh, okay. I knew it wasn't me.
Yeah, I still hear the static.
Nah.
Nah.
Yeah, that was me chewing. I'm sorry, y'all. That was so unprofessional, but I was hungry. That's how much
I do understand.
I'm sorry, and Janine, don't be calling me out.
I'm in my ears. Right. Oh my goodness.
I'm listening right now.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
I was trying to tell you, but I don't think you heard
him. Man, everybody saying about that dude. No, but seriously, y'all. All right, now, Tamer, as a man, dog just found out she tapped your phone.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Oh, wow.
He was right on the buddy on that one.
Oh, wow. I could see him doing it, too. Hey, bitch, come here.
No, I could actually see him saying that shit.
Yes.
I think that's right, the dog, ultimate disrespect, man. That's the ultimate disrespect, dog. If you got to go to that extreme, then I'm with Janine. Don't fucking be with me.
Yeah.
I mean, tapping my phone. You know how much
you never know what
that
person went through.
I'm not saying they didn't. I'm not even saying they haven't been through stuff. I'm not saying that person couldn't have been nothing to them. I'm saying is if it's gotten to that point where you feel like you have to do all that, then you need to leave.
Oh yeah,
I agree. It takes a lot of work. To tap a goddamn phone. You gotta go through it. I mean, think about it. First of all, you gotta get the phone without the motherfucker knowing you got the phone. Then you got to download all this bullshit into the phone and then download shit to your phone. Who got time for all that damn work?
Exactly.
Just to see who the fuck I'm texting. Come on.
I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. When you're right, you're right.
I cuss her ass smooth the fuck out. You know what I do? When I find out, I'm going to start making up some shit. I'm going to be just doing some random ass texts. Just to see. Because, you know, you find out. She don't know I found out. So I'm going to start, I'll just start texting some slick shit to her sister.
That's what you
do. And start some shit. That's what I would do. I know you got my shit on lockdown, but you don't know I know it. So yeah, I'm gonna make you tell on yourself. Cause I'm gonna send some old Teddy Pendergrass, Barry White type shit to your sister.
And then she gonna blow your brains out.
Well, you shouldn't be having my shit tapped.
You know,
of course I would let her sister in on it. I would let her sister know. Like, hey, look, I'm about to do something with your sister. All right, I need you to work with me. Don't tell her, but I need you to work with me.
And she going to tell her.
Well, if I think her sister would tell her, then I would pick, you know, somebody that wouldn't tell her, but that she cool with. You know what I'm saying? That they talk like, let's say you and Janine talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But let's say Janine is my woman, but you her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't say best friend because you would snitch on me. You would tell if you was her best friend.
Right, I mean, best
That's
friend, she's going to tell.
Yeah, she's going to snitch on me. So, you know, then I would find somebody that would play the joke with me, like, hey, let's play a joke on you, girl. I'm going to text you some shit and tell me if she tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, man. It's too much work to do that shit, man. Just to find out what a motherfucker doing, you could just ask me. That's how I see it, man.
Okay. What's your insight on that?
I mean, I already know that there are things that we just not gonna tell each other. Some things are just not intentionally not being told. It may not just be important. You know what I'm saying? It may be something
exactly.
That was so small that it just was something I just didn't bring up. It wasn't that no one was trying to have stuff.
Oh, you just forgot
yeah.
to tell me you tapped my phone, huh?
Yeah, so
oh, baby,
I'm
I forgot
not,
to
I,
tell you that I tapped your phone.
About forgetting. I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I know.
I'm talking about just things that's going on in your life in general. So to tap somebody's phone, and so even those little small things now become big things. You see what I'm saying? Because now those little small things that you didn't say to her or you didn't tell her, oh, now it's like in their mind, now you hadn't all this stuff. You see what I mean?
Well, first of all, I mean, if my woman came to me and said some shit that I text, my first reaction is, how the fuck you know what I'm texting?
Exactly. And if you're trying to do something in secret, why would you give it away that you even know that you know what's going on?
Because your ass ain't got mad.
She ain't got it all together. She ain't got it all together.
Here's my thing. Now, this is like Janine Butter. Y'all gonna say shit to your girls that you're not just not gonna say to your dude.
Exactly.
Me and Father Time, we do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We talk shit. We say some shit about our girls that we're not gonna say to our girls. You know, you may call and say, man, this bitch tripping. Not to say that you say that, but we hypothetically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Farpsine? He would never say nothing like that. But nevertheless, you know, we might just be on some random, us as men having a conversation. We don't signify y'all as women. We signify y'all as bitches. Just like y'all signify us as old nothing ass niggas or punk motherfuckers, however y'all signify us when you're mad.
Right.
That don't
right.
mean we mean it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to my guy. I'm mad. All right. Man, this bitch had the nerve to say this shit. She had the nerve to say that. We talking. This me and my guy talking. But now you got attitude because me and my guy could be airing out our shit. I just don't believe
in all that. I mean, because it hurts to hear it. It hurts to hear it.
No, but my thing is this. Why the fuck are you so far in my business that you feel like you got to go to a motherfucking app? And let's just call it what it is. It's an app. They got an app out now where you can put on your guy or your girl's phone and you can get their voice messages, their texts, their emails, their Facebook. You can get all that shit. Why are you doing that?
Because there's insecurity somewhere.
Okay, brother, would you do it? Honestly. If you had a chance to tap your dude's phone, would you do it?
No. No. Now I go through his Facebook.
That's
but
he's
sitting
though.
Right there when I'm doing it, though. He's sitting right there when I'm doing it, though. I wouldn't just sneak behind his back and do nothing. I'm going to ask him.
Okay, but why would you go through his Facebook? For what?
Just to see who's flirting with him. I mean, it's not. I'm not gonna. I think if I got mad off of something that happens on Facebook, that's gonna mess up my relationship. And I ain't letting Facebook mess up a relationship if I was to be in one.
So
yeah,
you shouldn't be
I'm
on
saying,
Facebook.
Why would you be even on his? I mean, cause. It's something that could be said that's going to piss you off. So why would you go through this shit anyway? Do we have a right to privacy?
I mean, does he have a right to privacy?
In all honesty, do you feel like he have a right to privacy?
I should say he has. You in a relationship? Then I mean, if when I'm on Facebook, okay. Say when I was.
Man,
in a relationship,
do you have a right to privacy or not? God damn. Yeah,
I don't know.
Name.
Yeah, he has a right. He has a right to privacy. It's his decision on whether he wants to let me see it or not. Now, if he don't want to let me see it, then like I could just ask, let me look at your Facebook. Or
okay, so bottom line is
he might be on Facebook, and I just look on it. It's been like, let me see. Let
bottom
me see
line
you
is you're one of those people. You're one of those people that's not gonna give you a right to privacy. That's the bottom line. You're not for the
no,
game.
No, it's not
right
the bottom line. No,
because
it's not the bottom
not
line.
Saying,
because
I'm
when I'm on Facebook, he will sit right there and watch everything that I typed, every page that I looked at, and I didn't turn around and be like, what you looking at? Why can't you stop staring at what I'm doing? I didn't go through all of that. So why is the problem?
I mean, okay.
If he's on Facebook, that he got to log out as soon as I come in the room.
That? I'm saying the same thing for both of y'all. Why the hell is either one of y'all doing it? I mean, that's his account. That's his Facebook account. Just like your Facebook account is your Facebook account. Why the fuck is he all up in your Facebook account? Just like you're in his. Why?
I don't know. But, you know, at one point in time, We looked at each other's Facebook accounts and, you know, it was what it was. It never caused a problem, though.
I don't understand that, man. I'm curious. Maybe I'm just from too much of the old school that goddamn, everybody deserves some motherfucking privacy. Everybody. Everybody deserves some privacy. Man, woman, and child. Everybody deserves some type of privacy.
What is that noise?
I have no idea. Am I being heard clearly?
You're being heard clearly, but it's like a static.
It's like every time you move or something, it's like you hear
every
static.
Time you talk, yeah.
Yeah, you know
that.
like the old school when the phones, when we had the old school house phones.
Damn. Just bought these motherfuckers.
Wiggle the cord.
She had to wiggle the cord. Remember that?
All right, am I being heard clearly now? God damn.
It's not that we can't hear you. We saying it's just every time you move or something, it's like a static or shoot through.
Yeah, shit. Hold on, man. I just bought these motherfuckers. God damn. I'm so tired of buying new motherfucking. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to work with this. We got to try to work with this today. Shit. I guess I got to go buy some new ones tomorrow. Man, I'm tired of this shit. And I paid a lot of money for these motherfuckers.
Mm-mm.
I sound that. Am I still staticky?
No, I don't hear it now.
No.
I had a situation though where a girl said her her ex husband's girlfriend was sending her messages through Facebook acting like her ex husband. So she said she wasn't in no relationship with the ex husband no more or nothing like that, but I guess they remained friends, so every blue moon, you know, they would contact each other. He would see how she was doing and this and that. So the girl was like, you know, the girl was texting her like she was the ex-husband, like asking her questions and trying to see what she was doing and all this and that. I said, so you didn't see nothing on his Facebook about them talking or messing around, so you decide to reach out to the ex-wife to try to gain information. So it's not like they even just going through their stuff anymore. They reaching out to people on their accounts, trying to see if they still got feelings for this person or if they still talking to this person like that.
I promise you, I just seen somebody get caught up like that. She thought she was texting the dude's phone and was texting his wife.
It's getting crazy.
You know what?
Real.
My thing is shit. Okay. That's just like if, let's just say, Janine, I'm fucking with you. Me and you are item, but I'm fucking around with Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't create this app to let you catch me fucking with Butter. Can
mm-hmm.
I do them? Shouldn't I have the right to? Ain't that an invasion of privacy? Don't I got the right to sue them?
Sue the people with the app?
Yeah. Or should I be able to sue you because you downloaded the app?
They giving you the privilege to do it and you agreeing to it. You signing a contract to it. So I guess it is yours. You would be the one being sued.
Right,
yeah,
so I can sue you. I can sue you for invasion of privacy.
Mm.
Sue her ass, man. Sue him.
Yeah. And we might as well break up after that, too.
You know?
spot as well. Well, we don't bring up anyway.
I mean,
fuck that. That's the thing about it, though. That's the whole thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers get caught up. But technically, I could sue you for invasion of privacy.
You know what? And the thing is, when it happens, men don't do nothing. And that's what I be saying. Y'all, you know, I understand how y'all feel, but it keeps happening because nobody doing nothing.
they might leave the woman
or whatever they do, but ain't nobody doing nothing trying to stop it.
Yeah, but you know what, though? If I sue you, if I actually take you to court,
mm-hmm,
and I win, you know the next time I see you...
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Damn right. You owe me some money, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go around invading people's privacies and don't expect nothing to happen.
Well, yeah.
But that's the thing everybody do. They expect that they can do it and there's no problem about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's bullshit, man. I need my money. Because, you know, I'm going to the judge with a sad-ass story. I'm like, judge, that shit affect my mother.
But you ain't even got to go with a sad story. Because here's the thing. This is like if you found the app on your phone, let's just say that they put an app on your phone where you done found the app, you can sue. There you go. Here's the app right here. They put the app on my phone, and now they've been detected being doing this, that, and other. Now, here's my thing.
They put some tracks on the cars to find out where you're driving to.
And you can't
do
that. And you can't do it if we married. You sure okay?
Can't do what?
You
I can lowjack your shit.
In the eyes of the law,
what's yours
is
exactly.
Shit, man, we
separate.
Unless you sign the prenup.
They would throw that right out.
We legally separated.
So y'all saying that's y'all know the word.
No, I said, y'all know.
Go ahead and get it out.
I can't say that word. I don't want
to
say it wrong. Inadmissible.
Listen to me.
Inadmissible.
Inadmissible.
Inadmissible. I can't say the word, motherfucker. Damn. If you knew what fucking word I was trying to say, why the fuck didn't you say it? You black bastard.
Yeah.
I was sitting there saying, damn. It's certain words everybody can't say, motherfucker.
Break it down into syllables, man. Inadmissible.
How about suck my dick? Okay, there you go.
Now,
anyway, I mean, so if y'all married,
mm-hmm,
nothing is sacred.
No. Right, like that is community property. Everything belongs to each other. They not gonna see that
and
as
see,
they not
whole
even,
thing.
They not even gonna see this your phone, this her phone. Hell, they don't look at it like that when you live.
So now that's the whole thing of the prenup. So when you put prenup, because everything about prenup ain't about money, right? So it's like, okay, we got a prenup where we're not allowed to touch each other's phones. We're not allowed to do this. Okay, dog, let me ask you, would you sign a prenup like that?
Nope. I would sign one. Now, only way I would sign one, okay, you take what you came with, I take what I came with, and what we built together, we can split down the middle. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you're going to put in there, you can't touch my home, you can't drive my car, I'm not saying that shit.
You drive the car, you got to leave
your
it with
phone?
A half a tank.
No, I'm not signing that.
I'm sorry, man. I was signing. I'm tired. I mean, damn.
Oh, wow.
What is yours, though? I mean, in all honesty, dog, what is yours?
What is my what?
He said what he
what
brought.
What is yours?
When you get married, you become one. Ain't nothing yours no more.
Well, he said what you brought into the marriage is yours. Some people look at it like that. What we bring into the marriage is ours, and then whatever we make together, you know.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
But that's not how it is, because you have blended marriages. You have you have children that aren't yours that become yours. You know what I'm saying? You have animals that weren't yours that become yours, and you become emotionally attached to that. To
no,
those
don't
things.
Work like that. Don't work like that.
It do.
All
it
I'm,
do.
This,
I've
this
seen.
Is,
I've seen.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If I'm rich, you rich. We both got money when we meet. Whatever you bring and we break up, you take that shit with you. Whatever I brought, I take it with me. Whatever we made together during the marriage, we split down the middle. You know what I'm saying? You take the upstairs, I take the downstairs. Fuck it, I'll just take the basement.
Okay, so then
you can have the rest of the house.
Has anybody seen that movie, Why Did I Get Married to?
Yeah.
Okay. How much money did he want of her money with the book she made? She did.
He wanted half.
He wanted half.
They were married, though. They were married.
Yeah.
But the
that
thing
money
was
made
those were her books. Her name
don't
was
matter.
On
don't
the
matter.
Book. She.
Don't matter.
Yes, it does. That was her work. And I can understand giving him some of it.
Y'all motherfuckers are so motherfucking two-faced.
I can understand. I mean, because the thing was they already had another account. She didn't mind giving whatever of that account. But this account was her private account for her job. And she even said she didn't mind giving him.
Just like if it was his. Just like if it was his, and he got married, she got divorced, she want part of that other account too, because she
not all
got
of
married.
It.
She
not
was married. Get the bullshit. Y'all motherfuckers gonna quit with that shit tonight. Y'all know you about to go
half.
With that shit
if,
because
we
a
already look,
ain't
if
a
we already got an account
here,
together.
Ain't a motherfucking woman on here gonna sit here and say,
and that
well, I don't
account
take
is
half
like
of that account. Man, get the fuck out of
we
here.
We already
get
had an $100,000 account. We got $100,000 sitting in the savings, okay?
Okay, so
and
I'm out of trouble.
Then
so
you got,
hold on. So Ivana Trump, you said that it'll tell me Ivana Trump will say, well, I'm only going to take something out of that account. You mean to tell me that Robin Givens said, well, I'm only going to take so much out of that account? No. Them motherfuckers wanted half of everything. So he asked for half of everything. Oh, because she was she was the motherfucking money, the breadwinner, the money maker. He can't get half of everything? Bullshit.
No,
yeah.
They had an account together.
You know what? Brother? You are so much of the motherfucking most one-sided person I've ever met in my life. I love you to death, but you are just
the most one-sidedest
person I've ever met in my life.
You're just
you,
not seeing
you.
In my way.
No, I'm not going to see it your motherfucking way. How the fuck I'm not going to? Hey, you damn right.
Because that's how things go. You
that's
have to
right.
Look at,
that's right.
Other people's
so,
eyes sometimes.
Why? Because it's a man? A woman can get half the band shit, but a man can get half the woman shit?
I'm saying for him, like even for him, I don't understand why he had to have half. If they already had a big account together and they split that down the middle, why did he have to have her personal $80,000?
Well, okay, so
when that account was already huge.
Why do a woman have to have it?
She don't.
Okay, so don't sit there and say him. Let's just say people. Don't say him.
Oh, well, let me break the actual words down for you since you extra sensitive tonight.
Yeah, break them words down to me.
Let
I
me break them all the way down for you since you extra
yeah,
sensitive tonight.
Yeah, break them all the way down, motherfucker. Break them.
I thought I did say, regardless of whether it was man or woman.
No, I didn't hear that.
Nobody should have to take.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did anybody hear her say regardless man or woman? Did anybody hear her say
regardless
of
man
or woman?
But
I didn't specify
just woman.
No, stop. You said I said regardless man or woman. Father Time, did you hear her say regardless man or woman? All right, then.
No,
don't go there. Don't try to throw them motherfucker that's your words.
Motherfucker, you ain't even give me a chance to answer.
I'm sorry, brother. Because she's starting that bullshit. See, this is a Tuesday night shit. You know what? Tuesday nights, we going to end this as Tuesday night fights because she always starts the shit on Tuesday night.
Whatever. I did not. First of all. You are not listening.
You're
not listening to me. That's what I'm saying.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I gave an example of a movie, and all I was saying in this movie, he wanted part of something that she had herself. If the shoe was on the other foot and she was the woman wanting his money that he made off of his company, there is no reason why she should want half of his company.
She'd have got her hands down and you'd have sat there and clapped it. Yeah, girl, get that money. Get that money. But when a dude
he
ain't shit but a fucking moocher. Yes, you would.
No,
ahead,
I wouldn't.
You know what?
No,
I'm going to start calling you Minnie the Butcher. That's what you're
whatever.
Mean. Minnie the Butcher. Minnie
whatever.
The Butcher.
I don't play with money, but
Minnie the
Butcher.
Butter, a.k.a. Minnie the Butcher.
Whatever. Whatever.
You're a Butcher. You
whatever.
Are a Butcher.
I take care of
Minnie
me
the
and
butcher.
Man, so. No,
God.
never that.
Yeah, whatever, mooch.
Whatever,
moochie.
Whatever.
Mooch. Whatever. Moochie and mooch.
Taz, a.k.a. Mr. Sensitive tonight.
You call me Mickey the Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. You Minnie, I'm Mickey. I'm Mickey the Moocher, you Minnie the Moocher. Because I'm getting by.
Whatever.
Well, I agree with you, dog. I agree with you, man, 100%, dog. I want that. I won't have
bro.
To. Fuck that. I won't have
money.
If
he
I was
already,
a breadwinner, you would get half.
He had already got
if I
half.
Made all the money,
no,
he already got half.
Half of everything.
No, he didn't. He
no,
got half of
no,
that.
No.
I want half of it all.
Damn right.
I want half of it all.
If the shoe was on the other foot, the woman would get half of every goddamn thing. They would hire a private detective to make sure you ain't got shit else out there that she can get.
Right.
So if you got
that's
a secret account,
that's a miserable shit. That's a miserable shit.
But you know
I,
what?
I, really,
no,
I would never. I would never
want
to go through that. I would never want to go through that.
Women started that's why men behave like that. Because women started that shit. Women the ones started that half shit. A man didn't start that shit. Women started that shit.
That's
so
why
if a
I'm
man got a chance
up.
To get half, he should. I'm all for you, bro. If you can get half, take half her shit. I'm with you.
Wow. That's
straight
deep.
Up. Why not?
And
that's
now, here's the
deep.
Funny
why
part.
Not?
Here's the funny part about that. You brought up why did I get married? The one chick, the little smart mouth chick. I don't know her name. I don't know
Angela.
Her name.
Mm-hmm.
But her dude is suing her for half of everything that they own.
Mm.
He's getting half of all her assets. He's getting half of everything.
In real
why?
Life?
Yes, in real life. Why? Because she was the breadwinner. She was the sole provider. Now, she didn't got on every motherfucking radio station, TV show. Oh, he ain't shit. He a dirty motherfucker. He less than a man. And why? Because he did the same shit women been doing for all these years?
I mean, a man should want to be a man regardless of what the situation is.
Oh, so, but now you want women's lib, but at the same time, you want a motherfucker to take care of you.
I believe it's total submission when you're dealing with a man. Hold on now. Here's my thing, and I've said this on Facebook, I've said it on SinCityRadioShow.com.
You can't be a boss bitch and a damsel in distress at the same time. You can't be both.
I'm going to be a boss bitch until I get a man that's going to be a boss man. You feel me?
And you know what? That's what's wrong with the women. See, for you to sit there and say that you're going to be a boss bitch, that's demeaning yourself. I'm going to be a stand-up.
I'm just saying, you just made the comment. Hold on.
If you take the title a boss bitch, there's something wrong with you.
You just gave the title.
Now, hold on. I gave you an option. Now, you didn't have to take either one. Now, a boss bitch.
You're trying to be funny because this is what it is.
No, I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah, you're trying to be funny.
Hold on for a second, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's the biz?
Hi.
What's up, Mike?
Hey. Yeah, I've been listening.
Mike?
I just been listening about signing a prenup. I'll never sign no prenup.
Wait a minute, hold on, brother.
I'm actually surprised that you wouldn't sign a prenup.
I mean, it's like this. I ain't trying to be funny, but. I mean, if I was that dude making millions of dollars and she ain't making no money, no, I wouldn't sign no prenup. No.
Why? She gonna take all your shit.
She finna take all your money though.
Mm-mm.
How you gonna stop if you don't sign a prenup?
How you gonna stop it?
She ain't going nowhere. Is what he's saying.
Wait a minute, hold on, brother. If she divorce you next year, she can take half your money.
Oh, yeah. She have to be in there for 10 years to get half.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on a second. Okay, all right, I'm going to explain something to you. I'm going to explain to you how I see it, Mike.
Right.
If I got all the money and a woman doesn't have any money, we get married. We end up getting divorced a few years later. She take me to court. She's going to get half my shit. So what is your logic when you say you wouldn't sign a prenup? Because that could be part of her plan from the beginning. Yeah, I got this motherfucker. And he got all this money too. Girl, I'm going to marry this motherfucker and I'm going to divorce his ass next year and get half his shit. What is your logic? What is your thinking?
I mean, if a chick comes to me talking about, yeah, you know, I see you got all this money. I feel like this here. I wouldn't sign anything. I would divorce her first before she divorced me.
She still gets money, motherfucker. She still gets the money.
She'll get alimony.
She still get half.
I don't think that. Mm-hmm.
You better go ask Michael Jordan. His wife got half.
I mean, Mike, I'm not understanding
this. But Michael Jordan still got money.
But I'm saying though, it's the same principle. Now, I think his wife should have got it because she was with that motherfucker since 17, 18 before he was even known as Michael Jordan. But
right.
I'm saying just
he
from regular motherfuckers like
she
us,
was with him.
Right, she deserved everything she got.
Right,
but for motherfuckers
and
like
he
us,
had no he had no objection. Give her whatever the fuck she want.
He could. What was his defense? Motherfucker, I was with your ass when you ain't have a goddamn penny.
Right.
I deserve it.
Since you want 150 million
goddamn kids
and three cribs. And he told her, give her that. She want 150 million and three cribs. He gave that to her. And he's still a billionaire.
So is.
Okay, but Mike,
so
what is
your thinking?
What is your logic?
How do you see it? How are you going to stop her from taking half your shit if you don't sign a prenup?
Right. What logic do you got, Mike?
I wouldn't sign nothing.
But you're not protecting yourself.
Exactly. You going out like a dumbass.
No, he not.
He going like he getting married to somebody that he's going to be
that
with the rest
loves.
Of his life.
And
yeah,
like
it's always love in the beginning. We always love each other on the wedding day. What happened after that?
Mike, hold on. I want to hear Mike's thing. Mike, what the fuck is stopping this girl from taking your money?
Hey, bro, I feel like this here. If she just want me for the wrong reason, I'm going to cut her loose. Simple as that.
Mike, you jackass. If you get married to her, she got your money.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Mike.
I'm still here.
You with me, bro?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Mike, I normally agree with you, but, Mike, I'm really trying to figure your logic of thinking. If you don't sign no pre-dump and you marry her, and within 5 years she say, fuck you, I don't want to be there, Mike, she takes half your shit. What logic do you have in that?
What you mean? What logic?
Mike, you drinking?
Mike, it's just
you
like this, dog.
Tonight, Mike?
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Do you own a pair of Jordans? You own a pair of Air Jordans?
No.
Okay, well, do you own a pair of Nike?
Mm-mm.
Goddamn, what kind of gym shoes you wear, bro?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me that. I forgot.
Okay. Let me break this. Hold on, Tama. Let me break this down to you. Mike, you used to work outside, right?
Right.
When you was at the airport, you worked outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a coat that you used to have to wear. Now, if you didn't sign that pre-dump, you wore a coat and the skull cap. Now, in the pre-dump, she gets the fucking coat. So all you left is with the skull cap.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you, Mike?
Because
you didn't sign the pre-dump. She gets the coat. All you get is the skull cap. But you still got to go to work every day. Now, it's dead winter. You don't have a coat. What, Mike, where's your coat? I lost it in the prenup.
I'll never get married.
Goodness. Don't let
Mike,
that
in other words,
you
really just didn't even read. You really didn't plan on even answering this question, right?
What you mean?
Mike, and I'm not even for the hip. Why did you respond to this question, Mike?
Look, I've never been married.
To this question, Mike?
What? I've never been married, Zach.
I understand that, Mike. So why was the purpose of you responding to this question? Because that's just like, okay, Mike, I didn't work with you. I didn't work with you in the dead of winter. I didn't work with you when it was zero below. Now, just imagine She have the rights to your coat. All you got is your skull cap and that red shirt. You don't own no coat because she owned the rights to it. But now you could have kept the rights to your coat and your skull cap had you signed the prenup. I came into this motherfucker with my skull cap and my coat. I'm going to leave out with my skull cap and my coat. But I'm not going to sign a prenup. Now she gets the right to my coat. How smart does that make you, Mike?
That's a very good analogy, man. That's a very good analogy. That's a very good way to break it down. And Mike ain't got no answer for you.
I would never get married.
But no, you already said you got married. You already
yes,
said you're
will.
Not going to sign the prenup.
Oh, yes. I have a question.
Thank you, please. Yes, what is it?
What if you legally separated and you win the lottery?
I don't know. Still, how does that
work? You still got to give them half.
Do
you? Technically, you're still married.
You're still married. But what would you do? Would you do that, or would you wait and try to hurry up and get your divorce first?
I get a ticket to my mom.
Yeah, I'm trying to divorce my mom before I get. Yeah, yeah, I'm giving that ticket to my mama. I'm not supposed to give you. I'm giving
my
that ticket to my
lottery,
mama, and I'm putting my. Hold on, dog. I don't know, cause my old man would be a motherfucker. That's my money. And you put that money in my motherfucking name. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, shoot. I'm like, that's her husband.
So she got, he got just as much rights to it as she do.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
In your case, yeah, you cool. My case, I don't know.
Well, you know what, though? I take that back. I couldn't get that ticket to my mama. She wouldn't even give me shit. She'd be like, what money? What are you talking about?
Sitting in her fur, talking about, boy, what you talking about?
I can't, Mom, you better quit playing with me.
I gave you life.
Right, I gave you life. This is what you owe me.
I done bought all of this. Are you going to take it from me?
Y'all be like, that motherfucker,
you know
got
what,
to fight with his mama. She fought his
you
own
know
mama.
What? Honestly, but Jadine, that's a good question. I mean, seriously, if y'all legally separated,
you still have to split it.
Yeah,
she's still entitled,
out,
really.
If they found out about it, they still entitled,
If you're still married, she's still entitled.
We legally living our own different lives.
That could have been a
number that y'all played for 18 years.
Yeah.
Together.
Yes, he could take it to court. Be like,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Three of them numbers was mine.
That didn't well. I did not know that. No,
here, I got a journal
y'all.
Right here. This says 1992 when we first started getting this. You done wrote up a whole journal on your ass.
Exactly.
No, I'm telling
him,
I did not know that. Three of those numbers are mine. That 20, that's the day I was born. That 9,
wait a minute, hold on.
Played, that's the month I was born in.
Hold on.
That 12,
Father Time, you knew
21
that?
21 because I met her.
Oh, shit.
You knew that, Father Time?
Yeah, I knew that, man.
I did not, I mean, y'all call me not, what did Father Time say? Talk to me like I'm a second grader, because I did not know that. I thought if you legally separated, you didn't, I mean, from the time y'all got separated, I thought shit, yours was
that
yours.
That don't mean shit. That just, means that legally, at this moment, y'all
okay,
are
so
single.
Okay, so what does the separation mean?
It's y'all,
that, y'all working
that,
it out.
Y'all
no,
just separated
hell no,
right
we ain't
now.
Working it out. We separate. The word, don't you hear the operative word here? Separated?
When you separated, see, that's the thing to me, in my opinion, if you either going to get separated to try to work it out, or you going to go to get a divorce. Ain't no reason to get separated. If you don't want to be with me, then just go ahead and get a divorce. What you going
to
separate
hold,
for?
Hold on, dog. I'm going to break it down to you, dog. Like you, I'm going to break it down to you like this, man. When you go to court and you file for a legal separation, what you're doing is you're telling the judge that y'all are not getting along right now, but y'all are getting separated to work on your marriage. Otherwise, you would have went to the judge and be like, I want a divorce. So legally, when you're separated, you're still trying to work on your marriage. You're just not living in the same place. That's all that means,
and it's for tax purposes, because then you can say that you're separated, so you could either, you know, file single and stuff like that.
Yeah, people do it for tax reasons, too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I mean, y'all called me
it's
naive,
all about the words.
Stupid or whatever. I didn't know that, man. I thought when you legally separated, your shit was your shit, her shit was her shit, or his shit was his shit. I did not know once I
don't work like
separated.
That.
So you hit the Powerball. You hit the Powerball. Then you still got to pay me.
Yep.
Man, fuck that.
You know what, though? No, I'm going to tell you something else. If you hit the Powerball, let's say you did hit the Powerball, you're separated, and then when a divorce goes final, you turn in your ticket, you
don't
still got to give a half.
Yeah.
You still got to give a half. Because it's all about the date. It's all about, okay, you hit the Powerball, but y'all were still married. Now,
that's
all of a sudden, now
said,
6 months
they
later,
find,
you're divorced.
They would have to find out, though.
Well, everybody found out now, because, you know, when you hit the Powerball, they make that.
They
going to
put that on every news station.
But
yeah, don't y'all remember
I,
what happened to the dude in Atlanta?
You can't.
They posted his picture and shit. He won like $300,000+, and they posted his picture, had him on TV and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then motherfuckers turned around and robbed him and killed him.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
No. I just seen yesterday about the dude who I was sitting there watching TV. The dude who in Florida was a bum. You know what I'm saying? Sweeping up at a barbershop.
Yeah, I saw his story.
Played the lottery, won $30 million. Met some. I'm not just saying this. You know, I'm just saying he met a white woman.
I'll say it for you,
and,
a white lady.
And she killed him, buried him on her land, and put concrete over him, and had the black barber who he worked for to call his mom and say, "Hey, I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm good."
What?
And what happened is that they had the FBI. The mama already had the FBI looking for him because, like, I ain't heard from my son in months. And when they hit him, he like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna turn on this bitch. And she was like, yeah, I buried him in my backyard. And she had the money. And, man, it was just crazy.
Yeah, she had him
send
the money
over
to her.
Yeah, he had
him.
She
tricked him into signing the money over. Well,
yeah,
she controlled all his money. And it's his money, but he gave her all the control. And she killed his ass for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $30 million, dog. It's a damn shame what happened to Cass, man.
I
don't know what happened to him.
He had already gave her control. So why did she have to kill him?
I know.
Exactly.
Right?
That was my thing. She already outswindled him out his money. And then she didn't look like shit. She didn't look like nothing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Old fat ass bitch. Mm. And I ain't even saying
whether
she was white or black. I'm just saying she's a little fat ass bitch.
You sign that money over to me, dog. You know, I'll make sure your mama find you in about 20 years, give you a proper burial.
I ain't signing my money to nobody.
I'm going to kill your ass quick.
And that's why I want
to
sign
my money. And I'll dedicate a show to you.
Damn.
Dedicated to my boy. I miss him. I wish he was here with me. But show must go on.
He's right, pulling the Lucius on that ass.
I'm going to Spain. I'm doing a show from Spain.
Oh, my God.
Gee, that's a lot of motherfucking money, man. $30 million?
No,
I'm going to try to kill a motherfucker for $30 million.
Hell.
I ain't going to lie. I'll try to kill a motherfucker for $30 million. I mean, $30 million or 30 years. I'm going to take my chances. That's a lot of motherfucking money.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I thank
that's
you every
just
day
for the love of
the
money.
Rest of my life.
For the love of money.
$30 million. Y'all wouldn't try to kill a motherfucker for $30 million?
Not a soul. Not a soul.
I don't believe that. $30 million. A motherfucker could do a lot of things for $30 million.
Not I.
Man, I'd kill you and cut your ass up in little pieces. That's a lot of
motherfucking
money.
They did on fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, but then you turn around, you got drug dealers killing motherfuckers because they owe them $25. But you ain't going to kill a motherfucker for $30
million. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm just saying, though, man. For you to sit there and write, and they said he was illiterate. They was like, dude, he couldn't read, he couldn't write. So he didn't know what the fuck. That's what I'm saying, he didn't know what the fuck he was trying. And, you know, she had one video of them. And he was just like, man, I'm tired of all this shit. You know, fuck it. Because he like, man, motherfuckers, just all these motherfuckers. And man, I'm going to tell you, I had $30 million. I'm going to give, I already got in my mind who I'm going to give some money to. All that old new shit. Oh, hey, buddy. You my friend, man. You, man, suck my dick. You ain't my friend. Fuck you. You ain't been my friend all this time. Don't talk running up to me talking about you my friend now.
That's a lot of money.
Man, I would be the most hated motherfucker in America. Me and Donald be, and I'm going to tell you like this. I don't know if y'all want to call me bourgeois. Bougetto, bougie, or just he ain't shit. But I'm moving out the fucking ghetto. I'm not moving down the street from the ghetto. I'm not moving down. I'm not moving. I'm in Bel Air.
And in a gated community.
You're goddamn right. You know why? Because these motherfuckers just as rich as me. They don't want shit from me. They just as rich, if not richer. Shit,
okay.
I'm finna move around some motherfuckers because I know ain't finna try to rob me.
You supposed to upgrade. That's what you supposed to. Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole thing. Motherfucker, oh, he gonna leave the hood? He goddamn right I'm leaving the hood.
I might keep, you know, a little spot, and you know what I'm saying? But I'm going.
No, I'm not even keeping that spot.
Exactly.
Fuck that hood shit. I'm not staying. Now, brother, I'm with you. I used to be with you. I used to say, if I got rich, I still, like, have me a house in the hood just because that's me. Fuck that. I'm never going to it because as soon as I get there, a motherfucker trying to get me. It's going to be, brother, I'm sorry, and you know this just as much as I do. If you move back to the hood, a motherfucker going to try to get you. I don't give a fuck. They waiting to see that motherfucking Bentley pull up in that motherfucking driveway.
And that's why come in my Bentley.
I'm at the airport.
I'm riding with you tonight.
Okay, so why the purpose of going to the hood if you got to be secluded? Why even go to the hood if you got to be secluded in it?
I'm not being secluded. I'm just getting there safely.
Okay, but
and then
once
when
they
I get
know
there,
you're there, okay, please tell me, once you get there, what? What you going to do? You going to let everybody
then
know
Then I'm
going
to kick it with who I came to kick it with. And if I want to spend money, if I want whatever, then that's what I'm going to have. But you can't get nothing I ain't got.
Oh, no.
That's just like having your little spending
you
money.
Right.
Take your little... Take your little spending money and go show off and
you know
buy a couple of drinks for everybody.
And that's the whole problem. They're gonna be thinking you showing off, and that's what makes them try to get more.
Exactly.
If I just know you hit the lottery. You just hit the lottery. I know you just hit the lottery. I know you just got a check. I know you just cashed that check because you done moved out. Now you coming back 6 months later to hang out. As soon as I see you, I'm making a phone call. That's getting you back, dog. Even if you ain't got no money, you may not have no money on you that day, but I know you got money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get you first chance I get. I hope you got some money.
Take me to the closest ATM and let me get to see motherfuckers don't think. Motherfuckers think you can't have what's the $400, $500 you can put out of ATM. So now these motherfuckers, well, I'm gonna kidnap you every day. I'm gonna kidnap you until I can get $400 out of you every day. Motherfuckers is petty like that. Then, well, I'm going to take you to the bank. Really, you gonna take me to my bank? Why the fuck should I even put myself through this shit? That a motherfucker gonna try to rob me, owe some petty cash, because I'm not finna have the $30 million in my pocket. You're not gonna even get $100,000 out of me. But because you know I'm rich, you figure I'm gonna hit a lick on this motherfucker. No, I'm not finna be around you. I'm going to tell you like this. Avajo Projects don't exist no more, but I'm going to tell you like this. If I got rich, no, I'm not going to ride for that motherfucker. I'm not.
Hell no. I didn't want to ride through that motherfucker when I was broke.
I'm not going to ride through that motherfucker like that. Let me take that back. I will ride through that motherfucker, but guaranteed, I'm finna have some motherfucking bodyguards.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, I'm riding through that bitch with a tank. I'm driving in a tank. I'm waving out that motherfucker like the president. Motherfuckers ain't finna get me.
He said he gonna have bulletproof windows,
the
whole
time
bulletproof. Goddamn
right.
All you gonna see is his hand hanging out the window. Hello.
Like
but
I'm
you know what, though?
President.
If you think about it, If you even did some shit like that, you were inviting a motherfucker to try to, because now it's like you have signed. Now you and the motherfucker, you done made that, you done got rich, and now you want to come show off. You driving around in bulletproof cars and shit. Let's get this motherfucker. The tires ain't bulletproof.
They gonna pull out that.
I mean, you showing off. Why would you ride through the project showing off? I mean, come on, that don't even make no sense. That's why, like you said, when you see like all these motherfucking athletes and rappers and shit, when they go back to the hood, they got 20 fucking bodyguards with them. They ain't rolling through that bitch by themselves. You know, y'all remember that Ice Cube and Dre commercial? When they were talking about Straight Outta Compton, they driving through the hood. You best believe it was 10 cars behind the motherfucker that you didn't see. They ain't ran through that motherfucker without no motherfucking bodyguards. Fuck that, man. Because it's a motherfucker out there that don't give a fuck about you. Or what you got. He just want it.
Mm-hmm.
He don't give a fuck about who you is, what your name is. All he knows is you got money, and he's going to try to get it.
Hell yeah.
So I would never go back. If I was rich, I would never go back, man. I wouldn't give a fuck what you call me. I would not go back. There's no reason for me to go there. Why? What am I doing? Because that's what the police are going to say as soon as you call it. Yeah, they just robbed me. What the fuck you doing out here? That's going to be that question. Why your dumb ass out here? You got all this money and your dumb all ass right. hanging out riding around in projects. Why?
You sitting in the lady project in a Bentley?
And when the police get there, you stand in the middle of the street butt-ass naked because they took everything. You dumb motherfucker. I believe your ass naked. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
your shoes is probably 20 grand. You know what I'm saying? You got a $500 pair of jeans on, a $200 t-shirt on. I'm taking all that shit. I can't even fit it, but I'm going to take it anyway. Just because you out here with this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Marley?
Hey, how everybody doing? What's going on?
Hey.
Walla ball.
Hey. You go back home, find you some more video girls at the high school and pay them a couple hundred bucks.
What?
The fuck are you talking about?
You talking about you go back, you don't know why rappers go back home and get robbed and shit. I would go back home just to go to the high school and find some more video girls and pay them cheap, you know, and then make a video and then clap back out.
Did you say the high school?
Yeah, go to the high
yes,
school and find some old young girls and for cheap, you know, huh? I give you $100 to be in the video. Of course,
hey,
they'll do that,
Marley,
you know?
Marley, I'm going to let you know this, dog. If you take your... Hold on, y'all. Marley, if you take your old ass to the fucking high school looking for some girls.
Al Lane, okay?
That's what the fuck. This motherfucker 50 years old talking about he going to the high school.
NFL Lane.
Boy, you better be glad my daughter graduated. I'll be the shot your ass.
Go get you some pumps and the shorter skirt you got. Go on, make the damn video.
All right, R. Kelly. Keep fucking around. Fuck with me, you ain't gonna make it to court. This motherfucker said he going to the high school. Not the college, not even junior college.
I forgot about the college. They gotta be young and they gotta be willing to wear the tightest shit you can find.
Lord have mercy.
only in Sin City.
50 years old, he up at the high school recruiting. Hey girl.
I mean, even if they rappers, even if they rappers, they still in their 20s, 30s now, you know? You still, what are you going to the high school for? You still shouldn't be going up to no high school.
If
they're hanging up,
I'm
20. What you expect? Well, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller.
Oh, my God.
They fucking around with Mars. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What up, man? It's Drew.
What's up, man?
What up?
We often go out to the high school, man, and do some recruiting.
Pedophile lane, I'm telling you, pedophile lane.
Marley trying to make a video. We all in our 50s, and we going to high school and get us some girls for the video. Motherfucker going to get all of us locked up.
What?
I'm
going
to get that message. New sex offender
alert. Right. All got to register next year. All right, last one of y'all got to register.
Right. Watch this brother. This brother said he's making videos.
No, stupid.
Marley, I'm not registering for you, man. Hey, somebody turn the music down, please. Turn your music down, please, whoever that is.
That's Marley crazy.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, I'm with me.
Look, he already got the background ready for the video.
Got him warming up.
Got my mom on TV talking about, I didn't know my son was like that. This motherfucker, dog.
This my wife.
You're fucking registered sex offenders.
This my.
God damn.
All right, man. See you later.
Who is that?
I don't know, but please turn your music down.
We
are live.
Man. I'm walking out the gym. I was at the gym.
Oh, you was working out, huh?
Yeah, me and Mia just, we're leaving the gym.
Awesome.
What? Did you grab out him?
Muscle man.
All right, man, what were we talking about, y'all? We didn't get all off course for
tomorrow.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Shit, grapes. Shit, I don't know.
Hey, who is that?
That
one
from
the Clippers
went totally left.
Hey,
that shit went totally left.
That's that nigga great. I went down to the Trump thing up here in Cleveland. I was waiting for somebody to say some shit to me. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker was stole on me. Y'all see me on the fucking on the news.
Somebody did what to you?
I went to the thing up in Cleveland, the Trump rally. I went up there just to see if somebody was going to stole on me, you know? Where that dude
oh, wow.
And, yeah. I said, well, I wish the motherfucker would sucker punch me, you know?
Why you ain't starting no shit, man? You should have started shit.
Some white dude got jumped on the stage, and Trump wasn't there no more than probably about 10 minutes, and the shit got shut down.
Yeah, I saw that shit on the news. Motherfucker tried to get his ass.
Yeah. I went there to motherfucker to sucker punch me.
Trump is a damn fool, for real. I don't understand.
I don't understand how
he even got votes. Like, I really don't.
Man, that dude was like 80 years old, man. Ain't no way I would have let that motherfucker hit me like that. And I would. The dude didn't even swing back.
The black dude did not swing back. The motherfucker
took
the punch. What the fuck?
He just took the punch and kept walking. Ain't no fucking way. That dude was years old.
Wait a minute. Who got punched?
Hold on. It was an 80-year-old white dude punched her like this motherfucker had to been like his 30s. As a Trump rally, the white dude hit the black dude, and the black dude kept walking.
He didn't
want to
hit the
dude.
Senior citizen.
Fuck that.
It probably didn't even hurt.
He hit the white dude. He might have got fucked up. Went to jail and everything for hitting his partner.
No, dude, it was on TV. You saw the white dude hit him first. He was leaving. They was putting him out. He was walking to the door, and the dude just ran up on him and fired on him.
That's a lawsuit.
But they said they arrested him eventually.
Yeah, he got arrested. I would have hit that motherfucker back. I would have hit his ass back. I probably would have got the shit beat out of me by the rest of the white folks.
Yeah, he could sue, right?
Yeah, he could sue.
He probably been waiting 80 years to hit a black guy.
Yeah, for real.
He's been waiting.
And had his opportunity.
I can't wait. I've been waiting for the motherfucker's blood.
This motherfucker, nigga. They ain't caught him by at least five niggas.
He found his chance, boy. He
found
about to take it for
our dad. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
No, I'm just saying. And he had his boy was with him. His boy didn't even swing. If I'm with my boy and a motherfucker hit me, I expect my boy to hit him. Both of the motherfuckers, they just kept walking, man. I was so disgusted.
I said, can't I
have
drink on their problems?
I said,
They just kept on walking.
Didn't even swing back. Drew, we homies. We partners. We boys. If a motherfucker hit me, I expect you to hit him.
I mean, if we don't, we gonna fight.
Exactly.
Ain't that the rule? If we together and motherfucker hit me and you don't jump in, ain't that the rule?
We scrap it. As soon as the fight over, me and you get
I mean, that's
the way I crazy. No, that is crazy.
That old man probably would have had a heart attack.
I wouldn't give a fuck. He shouldn't have swung on me. He punched that motherfucker square in the face. I mean, hit him with a good lick.
I knew it.
A little bit.
I knew it. Yeah, I know y'all heard that snore.
Yeah, who is that? Is that Cass?
Yes, Cass done fell asleep again.
Well, y'all never talk about me no more.
He done ate. That's what he was. He done sat there and ate and fell asleep. I knew I was here, and I was like, I know.
You know what they say? Cocaine a hell of a drug.
Yeah. That's a Rick James.
Rick James, B.
Sit left the gym with us.
What would you heard? Wow.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and fix that.
That shit crazy.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like, really?
I would have just had to get my ass whooped that day.
Exactly.
I was not letting that motherfucker. That motherfucker wouldn't have hit me like he staggered that motherfucker, man, because he didn't even see
him staggered. Sure enough.
He didn't see none coming. And his boy just stood there.
And you know what? They gonna get
paid.
His
boy knew better. Yeah, his boy didn't hit that much because you already know he hit that cracker. It was over with.
Exactly.
Well, we'd have just took an ass whooping that day. It was all on the TV.
Sure enough.
He gonna get paid though.
I'm pressing charges.
He used his brain.
That's if he sued. If he don't sue,
he gonna sue. He might have already went there with the plan.
Butter, you keep talking about he gonna get paid. Who the fuck? The dude 80 fucking years old. A fucking redneck.
The government
no
have to pay him,
Donnie. What the fuck? Why would the government pay him? I'm not understanding.
Whoever sponsored that rally, whatever.
That'd be Trump. Yeah. You can sue Trump.
They should have been like, you shouldn't have your ass up there. You
weren't
even up there for the rally. You was up there to protest.
Exactly.
They still don't have no
right
to put their hands on me. He
wasn't
the police.
Why I would have swung back. All that shit was being recorded.
Yeah.
So I know exactly who I could press charge. Yeah, that motherfucker hit me. That motherfucker hit me. He kicked me.
Yep.
I got all the shit on tape. I'm sitting on something. But I'm going to hit me somebody. I'm hitting somebody.
I'm hitting somebody. Yeah,
fuck
that pissed me off. Seeing that dude get
disgusted,
on.
Man.
Like,
well, that motherfucker moved.
And his boy didn't do shit, man. He just
didn't like it.
They gave the white people an idea that they might have a chance. I hope they don't think that.
Yeah,
I tell y'all what though, if Trump wins, if that motherfucker actually get in office, y'all better strap
win,
up because it's gonna be some shit.
Yeah, he ain't gonna win. If he do, it's gonna be the biggest race war ever.
That's what they probably were waiting on because they was mad because Obama got all that time anyway. They're gonna pull that new world order shit.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a new 50s and 60s, but the niggas ain't have it this time.
It ain't gonna happen like that this time.
Gonna be a lot of white folks gonna go down this time.
Just think about that. Black folks got way more guns now. We got more guns than we had in the 60s.
That's why they're shutting it down now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They
ain't have have a gun, if you have a felony, you have to have a permit and all that. They're shutting that down now.
But you know what though, brothers, we don't need no damn permit.
We go to the gas station to get a gun.
You can get a gun as easy as you can get a damn Snickers bar. Shit.
All
right. Yeah.
For cheap.
This new generation ain't gonna have it though. This new generation ain't have it. They 0 to 105 seconds.
Exactly.
Well, I got enough guns.
Ugly.
To I can hold out for a while. It'll be a while before they take this house. I can hold off for a while. Fuck
yeah. I got to go buy some more ammunition.
Yo, I got me enough. I can hold out. Fuck that dumb shit. The motherfuckers ain't getting me. I mean, they going to get you eventually. I'm going to take a few of them bitches with me, though.
Sure. Okay.
Everybody go hide in the bathroom. I'll hold these motherfuckers off as long as I can. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
It's
going to
be some shit.
Too, I want my gun, too. We
both. Okay.
There you go. There we
That's
go.
That's that ride or die.
There you go.
You go. You take the front
got my
door.
Knife.
I got the back door.
That's all right. And I got my knife, too. Cutting some smoke.
Ain't it?
I hope that motherfucker don't win, man. I mean, he's flat out. He's a straight up racist, and he letting everybody know he's a flat out racist.
I was outdone when he said that. He said that he would go out and shoot somebody and still wouldn't lose any voters.
He's an idiot, man.
When he said that, I was just like, "Are you serious?" Because I really don't, I don't watch the news. I don't like negativity. Like, I don't get all into that.
Mm-hmm.
But half the stuff I find out because of Facebook. Because every time you turn on the news, it's nothing but negativity, killing. And it irritates me because it seems like they always want to show the faces of everything when it has to do with some dealing with black people or people of color. But when it has to do with the white person, you don't see them walking down the thing with their orange and their handcuffs. You don't see them, coming out the house or whatever. You see that with the black or the or people of color, and it irritates me. So I don't like watching the news.
Yeah.
Everybody tells me I should watch the news. And I said, well, I feel like there's whatever I need to know, somebody going to tell me right away. They're going to call me, did you hear this? And then I'll know. If it's meant for me to know, I'll know.
If you want to watch the news, just watch First 48. It's the same damn thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can find out what the weather's going to be
by
calling a number. Shit, I ain't got to watch the news.
Hey, I was almost on that show, man.
Oh, for real?
Straight. Yeah, man. I used to do maintenance in this apartment building, and the lady that lived in the apartment building, her brother got killed. And they was there interviewing her, man, and the motherfucker was, you know, the tall white cop was interviewing me. I'm like, man, I seen you before somewhere. I say, why? I know your face. And then I was like, oh, First 48.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep, First 40. I'm saying, y'all recording shit right now? He's like, nope. I was like, oh, well, I ain't got shit to say then.
Oh,
wow. Fuck that, I want to be on TV. I ain't see shit. I don't know shit. I just work here.
No, they weren't
recording it, though.
You know what kills me is, what they don't understand is, y'all grouping us all together as minorities. Well, all the minorities are going to be against y'all, one race. So
exactly.
They're going to be grouped together. You feel what I'm saying? You can't fight all of us.
You really can't say that, though, because I mean, believe it or not, it's a lot of black folks that's down with Trump. I mean, yeah, I even see Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons is supporting Trump. Russell fucking Simmons.
Russell Simmons sold his soul for Trump. That's, he sold his soul for that money.
Yeah.
So he got to be
think,
down
I
with,
think
with
when
Trump.
It, when it came, when it comes down to it, I'm talking about a race war. If it came down to it, he going to be like, fuck Trump. Now, when it's this whole voting thing, I'm talking about if it was a race war or something like that.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
No, I think you got it wrong. I think all the rich black people, they're gonna stay right where the fuck they at.
Okay.
You know, they all cool with each other.
They want to hold on to that last piece of power.
They're gonna run with the white folks.
They're gonna have to come down sooner or later.
Well, exactly.
Black
as
motherfuckers,
you
know.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think if he's president, though, I think it's going to be some serious shit going on. I think it's going to be crazy.
Shit,
I don't think that motherfucker's
going
to win.
On regardless of who we get, because
that dude is a flat-out bona fide, straight-up card-carrying member of the KKK. That motherfucker is a straight-up racist. And he don't have no problem. This dude pissed off the Mexicans. He pissed off women. Y'all know El Chapo, right? El Chapo put like a $200 million bounty on his ass. Anybody kill that fool, I'm going to give him $200
million.
Damn.
I mean, when you got drug lords that don't want to see this motherfucker president, I mean, come on. It's not that hard to figure out. He don't even live in America. And he don't want that motherfucker president.
So, no.
And Muslims, they going to blow his ass up. how you piss off a whole race of people, man? You pissed off a whole religion in the whole world.
What's going on?
And you pissed off every single Mexican known to man. You pissed off all the Muslims, and there's a million of them motherfuckers. I mean, come on. And he's steady winning, motherfucker. You know, actually, they had both today, Super Tuesday today.
That's crazy.
Hope that bitch didn't win Ohio. If he won Ohio, then it's over.
No.
If he won Ohio, it's over. He's going to get the nomination for Republicans.
What'd you say, Mike?
He didn't win it. Old dude won it. Kasich won Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Good. That means they got to have a convention, and they can stop his ass at the convention.
Yeah.
That's good. Did he win Florida?
Yeah, he won Florida.
Yep, he won Florida.
Yep, time for Rubio to get his punk ass out the race.
I don't trust none.
I follow all that shit, y'all. I love that shit.
I don't trust none.
I think you got to know what's going on in the world. You got to know. See, you be that motherfucker. You're going to be that motherfucker that's going to go to Hawaii. You're going to get you a plane ticket to Hawaii. And when you get there, it's gonna be a goddamn hurricane because your ass didn't watch the news.
Oh, I'm gonna check what I need to check when I need to check it.
That don't mean you say we got a weather app on our phones.
Ain't it though? I'm gonna check all the things I need to check before I do what I need to do. But when it comes down to really, when it's time for me to vote. When it's time for me to vote, I'm going to, you know, do my little research or whatever. But does it matter? No, because they all are basically going to do the same thing. They're going to fuck it up even worse.
Well, that's crazy.
Everything is going to work out just like it's supposed to.
I think that
somebody's gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
And depending on which one it is, it's gonna see how long it's gonna take to fuck it up. Now,
well,
when we get Trump,
Democrat. All black people vote Democrat, goddammit. If you black your ass, then vote Democrat. I don't give a fuck who got the nomination. Sanders or Clinton. Put no goddamn Republican in there.
Yeah.
They showed on one a woman. Did Hillary drop out?
No,
she the front runner.
Nah, she's front runner.
You need to watch the news. Watch the news.
Yeah, she's fun.
All right, y'all. We ran out of time, so it's time to get up out of here. Buddy, you got any last words?
I enjoyed this evening, even though I had to fight with the sleepyhead. Yeah, I won because he sleeps. So anyway.
Oh yeah, that's who win. If you put him to sleep, you won.
I know that's right. So
for the knockout.
Yeah, yeah. So we let him know that I won tomorrow.
Marley, last words, brother.
All right, good show. You know, I missed most of it. I'll make sure I go back to archive and listen to it. And hopefully I get a chance to call in tomorrow. Y'all take it easy.
That's what's up, Janine.
It was good talking with everybody, and I will definitely be back tomorrow.
All right, y'all. CNCRadioShow.com. Y'all know we're doing the same thing tomorrow night. We're streaming live on Gangsterville Radio. You get it on your smartphone. If you got an Apple phone, you go to TuneIn. You can listen to us from there. We're going to be doing this thing. We got tomorrow we got Hit Screwface coming on the show.
Right. We're
going to let y'all know what's up with him and Freddie Gibbs and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow, man. Make sure y'all join us.
All right.
In the mortal words of my man Russell Simmons, well, he ain't my man no more because he's fucking around with Trump, so I'm not even using that shit no more. Fuck Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Let me tell you, I got $30 million for you, man.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Russell Simmons. All right, y'all.
He got $30 million for you, though. What you gonna do?
I'll take it. Russell Simmons. Say fuck him afterwards.
All right, y'all. Tomorrow night, same time. Let's do the damn thing.
Peace, love,
and head grease, y'all. We out.